And now this is a dictation for Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Paisley, P.S. in Paul, A-I-S-L-E-Y, December 3031. Addresses a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 588-6194. Dear Dr. Horsley, a follow-up for Alice, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit October, still has active bullous pemphigoid, new lesions, left shoulder, right chest area, has chronic lower extremity edema, stasis changes, and also probably some superimposed ulcerations. Uses a cane, follows dermatology Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. There has been episodes of gout, probably effect of diuretics and renal failure. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency, urgency, but no incontinence, cloudiness of blood, no nocturia, stable dyspnea without purulent material, no chest pain palpitation syncope, does not use any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, restricted mobility, shoulders, and deformity on the right hand. Medication list review. I will highlight the cell set for the pemphigoid. On metoprolol Lasix. Remains on Coumadin, Tramadol. Next paragraph. Today, blood pressure 160/76 on the left side. Obesity. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No ascites tenderness, stasis changes 2-3 plus edema bilateral, large erosion on the left shoulder, a small healing one on the right chest, few superficial ones on lower extremities. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine is stable around 1.54, representing a GFR around a third of normal, a normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated, lightly from diuretics, a normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, TSH high 25, recent thyroid increase, uric acid high 8.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. No progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, gout, elevated uric acid, effect of kidney disease, diuretics, diet, body size. Next number, congestive heart failure with predominance of right-sided ventricular volume and pressure overload with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, diffuse multiple, erase diffuse. Next number will be multiple valve abnormalities, including severe mitral valve regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, and secondary moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, prior anemia, denies external bleeding, takes Coumadin, cell count needs to be part of chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Next number, continue to monitor electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and cell count. She's going to call dermatology to adjust medications for her bullous pemphigoid. I wonder if it's triggered by some of her medications. The question will be, which one? Plan to see her back in 6 months.